Are you with us, Sheriff Bouchard?
Yes.
Good to have you here. There's a lot of undecided voters out there. Why should they vote for Mike Bouchard?
Well, again, not a knock on any of the candidates, but I know what to do and how to do it, and I'm willing to do it. I was a leader in the Senate when we did same and similar things. We cut $1 billion out of the budget. When we got there, I was a leader. We had a $1 billion deficit, ranked one of the worst states in America to grow jobs. When I left, we had a $1 billion cash in the bank surplus, and we're ranked one of the top three. So for me, it's not an abstract. For everyone else, they hope to try to replicate something like that or be involved in that, but I've done it. And, you know, if you're going to have heart surgery, you want it done by somebody that's done it, not somebody that's got a plan. And I've got a history of doing these kinds of things. So I'm ready to do it. I want to do it because I want to keep my kids and your kids in the state. That's what it's all about for me. I am not the kind of guy that wants to chase future grandkids on an airplane.
Well, you are in a tight race with Mike Cox, with Pete Hoekstra, and with Rick Snyder. We had Tom George on the program, and you were able to address this before, but I wanted to give you an opportunity to talk about it again.
Sure.
Senator George doesn't think any of the other four Republican candidates' economic plans will work. He thinks that by cutting taxes, you're not going to have enough revenues to not only pay for essential services, but the other items for the state. And I wanted you to be able to address that because you think you have a plan.
Sure, absolutely. Well, you know, I love Tom, but, you know, it's the same kind of broken Lansing philosophy. There's two choices for Lansing. It's either raise taxes or cut essential services. There's a third choice, make priorities and do them better, cheaper, and faster. That's what we did in the 90s when we cut taxes 27 times and revenue increased dramatically. It always happens when you get out of people's way and off their backs. They have an opportunity to keep more of their money. They grow a business. They hire more people. Economic activity happens, and you end up with more, not less revenue. We have to do that. The reality is our people have less money in their pocket. We went from the 20th wealthiest state per capita in America to the bottom 10. So for anybody in Lansing to believe that they can spend not even the same amount as they did last year is wrong. They just, our people don't have it. And there is a way to do this. I've done it before. They said before in the 90s, you can't cut taxes and balance your budget and increase services. We did all of those things by making priorities and doing things better. Mm-hmm. I can do it again. I've done it.
Well, Sheriff Bouchard, we've appreciated the opportunity to talk to you many times during this campaign process, and we're going to talk to you tomorrow, win or lose. We appreciate your time.
Hey, appreciate the opportunity. Everybody that's going to vote for me, go vote. Take 10 people with you. If you're going to vote for someone else, I appreciate your participating in the process. Vote next week.